Welcome back to the Art and Jennifer Show. It is Monday, October 7th, and we are living in a time of multi-generations in the workplace, traditionalists, the silent generation, baby boomers, Gen X, and Gen Y, millennials.
Don't forget the Gen Zs.
Gen Zs were born after 1994. So, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Nancy Schnobelin-Ims is here from Polish to talk about how we can navigate this in the workplace.
Well, thank you, Jennifer and Art. I want to start off just by saying that we, for the first time ever, this is historic, for the first time ever, we are working with five generations in the workplace. So whether you are a silent generation, and that's the smallest, right? That's the greatest generation, so to speak, that they're often called. But they're sort of tapping out, retiring, but some of them want to work, right? They're partners of a law firm.
Yeah.
They come in a couple of days a week or own their own business, whatever it may be. And then so five generations, and it's those Generation Zs that still, you know, not quite in the workforce yet, but they will be coming up. So five generations. So we all have to learn how to work together, to collaborate, to embrace our differences, because if we all did that and worked together, it would be golden.
Our favorite millennials, Ethan Macaluso,
yes,
who is with
Ethan.
Us today. But I do get tired of people. It seems like people slam millennials too much.
Right. And it's not fair, Ethan. I get it. But and they're called the entitlement generation, which is unfair. But they have had, you know, they grew up with the internet, the iPhone, all of those good things that came their way that we had to learn as a baby boomer or older.
Where would we be without millennials?
Right, right.
Ethan, you can shake your head all you want at me, but you're a great help, and I appreciate the quality of your work, and I'm glad you were born.
You're welcome.
but really, it's understanding those generational differences. And so there was a study that was recently done to kind of understand, you know, how do we better work together? And what they found were, and I should have this cited here in my notes, because I want to give credit where credit is due, was Robert Half Management. They did this study, and what they said was communication skills, technical skills, ability to adapt to change, and cross-departmental collaboration. So those four areas were the challenge of all the different generations in the workplace. And so the silent generation, even the baby boomers, they prefer face-to-face, even a phone call, whereas the millennials and the Gen Zs, they want texting, they mm-hmm. want emails, they want, you know, fast and instant, where you know, you have to understand, okay, so perhaps if a millennial said, you know, I'm working alongside this great leader who happens to be a baby boomer, but she doesn't email or not text me, and I feel like I need that form of communication. So when you understand those differences, it's funny how things really sync better. I mean, you're more productive in the workplace.
Can you remember a time, Art, when as a baby boomer you had an experience with a younger generation on the job? Because I remember at Channel 5 when the younger generation came in, and they used to say, we need our lunch hour. And a lot of us said, what? They said, our contract says we get a lunch hour. Mm-hmm. And this was at a time where the bosses, if a reporter was out with a photographer, mm-hmm. the boss would say, make sure your photographer gets a lunch hour, because the photographers had a better union. And so if they didn't get their lunch hour, they would get overtime pay. But most of the people in our union never even put in for it, and we didn't get lunch hour. So I thought, wow. You know, they are so smart.
The younger generation is very assertive. They ask for the order.
I love that.
Whereas the baby boomers and even the silent generation, we worked, you know, it was all about tenure. So, you know, the harder we worked, the more we would be compensated. Whereas the younger generation, the Ys or the millennials, they're the ones that work smarter, not necessarily harder or the mm-hmm. longer ones. And so, again, being able to understand those differences, it will help kind of, like I said, make more of an effective, harmonious environment.
Isn't it true baby boomers sort of coined the term workaholic because so many of us were?
Yeah, and loyal. We were loyal. Mm. I keep interrupting you, Bart.
No. I'm increasingly aware, especially in KSDK's newsroom, of working with people who weren't even born when I started working there. And I've had experiences where I'm working with people who are a lot more tech savvy than I am. I mean, the business is changing almost daily in some cases with technology and some of the demands that are placed on us. So I'm relying on younger people to mentor me. But the advantage that I have is I've been around a long time. I have some historical perspective. And so younger people come to you for that. So you find yourself in this kind of cross-generational mentoring relationship where each of you recognizes the other's strengths.
Oh, my gosh. You are spot on. And there's a trend right now called reverse mentoring, exactly what you said, where you take advantage of each other's strengths. And so for that younger, the millennials, the Zs, they're teaching us technology, how to be faster. What about this app? Have you considered doing that? Whereas more seasoned, mature, if you will, they're the ones who are offering those wise maybe – experiences in the workplace that you may not think about. So this, like you said, this reverse mentoring or just kind of cross department or cross ages is helping to bridge again more harmonious relationships.
Yeah, and I think as baby boomers, we were trained more with soft skills, which we can teach to younger generations because it will help them in their careers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they don't have that same emphasis on it or experience with
it. Well, by 2024, 25% of the workforce will be baby boomers. Only 25% by 2024. And right now, there's 33% of millennials in the workplace. So as you know, we're aging out by choice or by, you know, some people are choosing to stay in because, quite frankly, they want a second career or they need to work or health care insurance, whatever it may be. But, you know, we are staying longer in our works, but at the same time, the generations are creeping up too and taking over. So we have to be mindful that, you know, by 2024, we're a quarter of us baby boomers will be in there, and the leaders will be, you know, more of the younger generation.
So Nancy, as president of Polished, what mistakes do you see people in our age group making, baby boomers making, in this regard in the workplace dealing with five generations?
Well, I think if we just took a step back and understood, embrace their gifts, what they can do in terms of technology and the talents that they bring to the table, and maybe let them lead a project, right? Instead of having more senior levels take on a project, give it to them so they feel like, wow, we're becoming more inclusive here, and this person is really valuing me and trusting me to do this work. It you know, everybody feels good when they are included, right? We all want to be a part of a team. So when we do that, it helps. It helps greatly.
A friend of mine who's 65 and works at CBS News as a producer said that 5 years ago, he said the younger people were trying to push them out. And he said, you know, for the first time I have young bosses and they're trying to push the baby boomers out, but they can't because we're union.
Right.
But he said it was somewhat uncomfortable.
It is. And it's not, it's funny because the baby boomers were so turf, you know, it's even with the silent generation. And if you were mentioning soft skills, they're the ones that believe, like, you know, you address in it properly, you somebody's hand, and it's all about verbal, oral communications. Whereas the younger generation, they'll just send out a text, and it may not be as, you know, professional, but the message is there. Mm-hmm. And so, again, is this person right? Is this age group wrong? No. If we just embrace, there was an article about, I was really interested. In fact, I sent it to my daughter, who's a mother of two young kids. Everybody's worried about, oh, these kids have too much FaceTime, 2- or 3-year-olds on their iPhones. Well, that's all they know, right? Just these Generation Zs, they grew up. We had the coloring books. Well, you know, we still have coloring books, but they can learn on an interactive game to spell or to take a foreign language. So it's interesting how, you know, things come full circle. It's just done differently. And if we just embrace that diversity or those different characteristics and traits – I'm sounding repetitive here, but everything would be much more, you know, easy in the life.
So what is management's role in recognizing this issue and somehow nurturing this cross-generational cooperation?
Well, they're starting to get it because the millennials are becoming, you know, more and more. And I don't want to
Millennials are becoming managers.
Right. And I haven't mentioned the Gen Xers because they came right after the baby boomers. So the Gen Xers and the millennials are leading. So what they're recognizing is what you said earlier, Art, we have to embrace technology. Banks, all these consumer retailers out there are studying the purchasing power of these younger generations. And, you know, back in the day, we would say mail order, you know, when we would order. Well, no, they don't call it mail order. They just buy Amazon or online today. So the millennials and the Zs, all they do is online purchasing. So how can banks and other outlet or financial services and outlet stores, retailers understand how they can grow? So I think to your point or to what you asked, Art, they are having to embrace technology and understand that this is the new future. If we don't, we're going to lag.
Right.
We have to follow the course.
Tell us a little bit about Polished.
So Polished is all about soft skills and people skills, interpersonal skills, and I always like to call them smart skills. So when you can communicate effectively, whether in written form or orally or body language, you are being able to be, you know, get that message across without any misinterpretation or confusion or anxiety, whatever it may be. So I started the business 5 years ago, and I'm loving it. And my only regret is, having worked in the corporate space for a long time, is that I didn't start it sooner. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a needed soft skills. No matter what industry or sector you're in, it's very important.
Nancy Schnoble and Ims, thank you. And what is your website?
I'm at stlpolish.com.
Great. So check it out if you are interested. There's definitely a need out there.
Thank you, Jennifer.